This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the chaotic art of extreme filmmaking. But first, a huge wildfire is burning through New Mexico's Lincoln National Forest. It's one of those western fires large enough to get a name. It's called the Pepin Fire. It's already burned 50,000 acres in the Capitan Mountains. This is where firefighters 50 years ago found a bear cub with singed paws clinging to a burned tree from a fire back then. The cub became Smokey the Bear, the National Forest Service mascot for its fire prevention campaign with the slogan, "Only you can prevent forest fires." That was one of the best-known ad slogans ever, maybe too popular. Producer Adam Burke has the story of a man living near Smokey's old home who spent decades demonstrating that his own firefighting ideas work.
Rancher Sid Goodlow has absolutely no problem telling people to be careful with matches. But he isn't a great admirer of one former neighbor.
Smokey Bear was too successful.
Goodlow believes millions of Americans suffer from what he calls Smokey Bear syndrome, an oversimplified view of fire and sentimental notions about trees.
Most people under 45 years of age, when they see a smoke in the west in a national forest, they go berserk because they've been taught that this is a terrible thing to see a tree burn up. In my opinion, it's great to see trees burn up.
Since the early 1960s, Goodlow has been burning up trees on his ranch with a vengeance. When he bought it, the 3,400-acre spread was a thicket of ponderosa, pinyon, and juniper trees, and it was riddled with dry, eroded gullies.
You see all the young trees? The fire has either killed or damaged most of them.
And that's a good thing. Up the hill from his house, Goodlow has been burning and cutting out a dense stand of ponderosa pine trees. Among the blackened matchsticks and burnt stumps, we find an old juniper, 3 feet in diameter. It's an indication to Goodlow that before this area was widely settled, fire moved through regularly, killing small trees and seedlings and leaving the juniper alive.
That juniper is probably 400 years old, and that was the only tree within several acres here. And look at the stumps. Just look how many trees I cut here to open this up. Look at that. Thousands.
The three-week-old burn has left a thin layer of ash on the stubbled field.
Now this will be an open meadow, and I'll come in here and seed this. And it'll grow if the elk will leave it alone. It'll do fine.
Goodlow developed theories about fire on his own at first. But he had a few clues. Early photos and surveyor notes told him that historically, the area had been an open grassland. Petroglyphs on the ranch depicted beaver and fish, indicating there may have been year-round water in the gullies. And a 2.5-year stint in Kenya during the late 60s showed him how a savanna maintains itself through periodic fire.
The way I like to put it is, fire is a predator that kept the population of these trees under control. The predator has been removed, so they're like lemmings. There's too many of them.
Over the decades, as he continued to clear trees with fire and mechanical means, natural springs returned, grassland curtailed erosion, and his cattle operation began to turn a profit. He's used fire carefully, with a keen eye to its dangers, and in time, Goodlow turned skeptics into believers.
As soon as they came and saw the results, then they were convinced. And they didn't think I was so stupid after all.
Sid Goodlow's prescription for his own ranch is not a cure-all for forest ills in the West, but his practices are now widely hailed. He gives a few dozen tours and seminars every year, and across the West, similar techniques are used by public land managers in parts of the National Forest. Goodlow feels the nation is catching up, and he's happy about it. We stop in his beat-up old work truck at dusk to admire the Pepin Fire just across the valley.
Wow. Look how it's backing down that hill. That's wonderful.
6 miles away, the Capitan Mountains are covered with what look like burning embers. Every so often, a torching tree flares bright orange.
I wish I had it over here like that.
These hills haven't burned in over a century.
I've waited for 50 years almost to see that.
For Day to Day, I'm Adam Burke in Capitan, New Mexico.